Maybe some of you remember a scene back in 1963. George C. Wallace, then governor of Alabama, literally stood in the door of the University of Alabama and prevented a black woman named Vivian Malone Jones from enrolling as a student. But 33 years later, in 1996, Vivian Jones stood on a platform and received the first Loreen B. Wallace Award of Courage. This award was presented to her by George Wallace himself, 33 years later. And it was named in honor of Wallace's wife. The award recognizes women who have made outstanding contributions to the state of Alabama. Wallace publicly apologized to Jones for the 1963 incident. And Jones, in turn, forgave Wallace in public as well in her heart. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was on hand for the presentation and said, "This event really is a moment of reconciliation and redemption. God had not only released her from the bondage of racism and the bitterness that could have consumed her, but God honored her for her faith and her courage. She lived the truth of the scripture that said, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Romans 8:28. You see, like David and like Elijah, I am sure that there are people here today who feel alienated from others and maybe are alienated from others, whether it be family or former friends. Some are feeling like no one cares, and still others see no hope for, well, no purpose in their life. Have you ever tried to get out of bed when you had no purpose? It's kind of like getting out of bed on the day you really have nothing to do. Oh, might as well just stay here for a little bit longer, right? What if every day was like that? You'd feel lonely after a while, waking up every day feeling that you had no purpose, no direction. Perhaps it seems like the best part of life is past. Maybe you've lost family members and it feels like that you're no longer needed. All the hope seems drained out of your life and you are in a lonely prison of despair. You know, the most dangerous times, I suppose now even women, but in the past, you know the most dangerous times in a man's life? Aside from when he gets married. Just kidding. You see, we give them flowers and we give them flowers and they just tear the petals off. No, the most dangerous time in a man's life is after they retire. Because for many men, their job has been their purpose. You ever thought about that? When all hope seems drained out of your life and you're in a lonely prison of despair, what do? You know? You need to remember to become a friend of God. You need to build a relationship with him. You need to get involved or stay involved in a small group. You need to forgive others and yourself. Please don't forget to forgive yourself. Because quite honestly, for most of us, it's much easier to forgive someone else than it is to look in the mirror and to forgive ourselves. Reconcile your relationship. Don't give up or give in. Keep doing the right thing, even when it seems that it really doesn't make a difference. For one day, God will reward you for your faithfulness. Forgive those who have wronged you. Look for ways to mend broken relationships. It will heal your loneliness more than anything else. Believe that God has a purpose for your life. God does have a purpose for your life.